Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
It's all about picking and choosing your battles. How many times have I heard that? Get like a million calls that say that, right? Pick and choose your battles.
What is really the meaning of that anyways? Does it mean that just sometimes it's better to give up, to surrender?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Especially with kids.
That's what I thought.
Raven, producer John, when it comes to the kids, it's always a different battle to pick and to choose from. And in the last year, I had a fight with my teenager in high school because she wanted to wear the flannel pajama pants to school. And I didn't think that was acceptable. And as a mom, I said, no, I put my foot down on that. So you want to wear them at home? Cool. But they don't go outside of the house.
Despite the fact that 70% of American kids were wearing it. But okay.
Correct. Then the most recent one was my little one, my 5-year-old, wanted to wear 2 different color shoes, sneakers, one pink and one purple one to school. And oddly, it wasn't even me that said no to that. My mom did.
Wow.
My mom wouldn't let her, because my mom was getting her dressed for school that day. And she was like, no, you got to wear the same shoes, which I thought was hilarious for Nonna, for a grandmother, because my mom doesn't think there's anything wrong with giving her chocolate cake and whipped cream for breakfast. But she draws the line at 2 different colors. Shoes.
She's nobody not a podiatrist, has to see. Right? Nobody has to see the chocolate cake and the whipped cream.
I guess that's true, right?
But finally, I feel like after a while, they kind of just wear you down, the kids, right?
Yeah.
And this is what I've been dealing with at my house for the last 2 weeks.
But why did you wear your happy birthday headband for 2 weeks everywhere we went?
Because I loved it.
Right, but don't you think it's weird that everybody kept saying happy birthday to you and it wasn't your birthday?
Yeah.
And then what did you say to them?
My birthday.
Right. Isn't it weird that you have to explain to everybody that it's not your birthday?
No.
I think it would have been more fun for me if she just was like, thank you, every time somebody said happy birthday for 2 weeks. That's part of wearing that thing that you would love.
When it comes to picking and choosing your battles, I go, you want to wear your birthday girl headband, wear your birthday girl headband. I don't care. It's fine. You know, but what does everybody do? It's a little girl who's so cute, and they say to her, happy birthday. And then I have to be like, no, it's not her birthday. And it's like, how did this happen? Why?
She get mad when people ask if it's her birthday?
No, she just explains, oh, it's not my birthday.
Right. Oh, see, all right, because my son will do that. My son will dress as a pirate all the time still. Like, every day of his 3rd year, he dressed as a pirate. And now he's 4, and he still kind of does it a little bit. But sometimes they'll be like, oh, are you a pirate? And he'll be like, no. And then he'll like walk away. I'm like, James, buddy, you can't wear a sword with the hat, with the skull and crossbones, and then get mad when people call you out for wearing the sword and the hat and the skull and crossbones. Like,
right.
come on, buddy.
Yes.
Kind of have him embrace the role, yeah. Jordan used to wear these red rain boots for like forever. For like 3 years, it feels like, when he was growing up. And it's amazing because the rate at which his feet grew, there's no way that he should have been able to still be able to get his feet into those red rain boots. But he wore them forever.
That when they get attached to something, it's like over and over every single day. I don't know. What is the thing that your child wore, became obsessed with, and wore it all the time, and it was ridiculous? 1-800-330-9999. Pick and choose your battles. And this was a battle I didn't feel like fighting, so I just let her. My 5-year-old has been wearing her birthday girl headband for the last 2 weeks every single day. Her birthday was this past November, and everywhere we go, people wish her a happy birthday, and then I have to explain it's not, in fact, her birthday.
It's like the same thing as the Burger King crown or whatever, right? She just wants to feel good.
Yeah. What is the thing that your child wears they're obsessed with and won't take it off? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven.
My daughter was obsessed with boots, but she was 3 years old.
Oh, her
boots. She had boots. They were pink with flowers, like the Scooby-Doo flowers.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
She will go to bed with them. She'll wake up with them, brush her teeth, put them back on. She wore them on our wedding day. She would not take these things off.
Yeah.
Until finally they couldn't fit, and she would cry. And I try to find her the same ones, and I couldn't. So that's how it stopped. Stop the boots.
I mean, Mom, you had to cut the toes out. What were you waiting for? Jeez.
I thought about it.
Hey, Veronica. What's that thing that your kid just won't take off, no matter what?
It's my grandson. Ever since Halloween, he had a Super Mario costume. So he loves Mario Brothers.
Yeah.
So it's this Mario hat he has to wear every day. Daycare. Groceries. It's the red super. He wore the M off of the hat.
Oh, that's funny.
Go on Amazon and buy him a new one.
That is funny.
That's
You know what? When I was little, they didn't have the costumes where, like, you know, they have the fake muscles in there, so it looks like you're all muscly. But I can tell you right now that if I was a child again and those were out when I was young, I would have wore that thing all the time. Talk about self-confidence. I would have felt great. I want to wear one now. Hey, Betsy, what's that thing that your kid just won't take off?
It was my son. He would wear camo from head to toe.
Oh, yeah.
Even when he was 16, including a hat. And I finally drew the line when we got in a line at the airport and one of the TSA staff thanked him for his service.
Oh, yeah, right, right. You know, I mean, listen, kids with the G.I. Joe and the Army stuff, I mean, they get a hold of that early on. It's a combination of all their stuff, tractors, big machinery, that type of thing. So I get it. My brother was definitely into that, too. Yeah. That's still wearing full camo at 16.
That's funny.
Yeah.
William, how about you? What's the thing your child won't stop wearing?
It's more of like what my kid refuses to wear, and that's just clothes in general. I mean, he's just a diaper kid. He rips off any clothes that I put on him. And I don't know if he just runs hot and he just hates them being on, but he won't wear clothes.
I guess
if he had a choice, he probably wouldn't wear a diaper, but obviously we can't have that happen. So
it's one thing at home. It's another thing when you're out in public. My older daughter.
Some kids, though.
Yeah, they don't like wearing clothes. Some kids. I remember my big one, who now is 15 and will kill me for telling the story, used to take off her diaper all the time.
Nice.
We would go out and she would just take off her diaper. And I'd be like, what are you doing?
She wanted to relax like she was at home.
Yeah.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.